Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Tara.
How was your weekend?
Yeah, it's not too
end
shabby.
Of my weekend for me because I had a day off. It's good to be back.
Yes, absolutely. And nothing like a long weekend.
No, absolutely wonderful. Great time had by all. Okay, want to dive right in here. It's just for all my girlfriends who say, Trump's just mean and I need somebody who doesn't tweet. Okay, but that'll cost you, like, a lot. See, you don't get to get rid of Trump and keep the Trump economy. Doesn't work like that. So, how much we tack it? This is from the Wall Street Journal, new Stanford University study. Suggests Biden's agenda will have four devastating economic consequences. You know that... You know the thing, the 6.8% growth in median household income?
Yeah.
Yeah, a record. A record. The Census Department confirmed a record. I'll never forget this as long as I live. If Biden wins and we slide back into the malaise that we had under Obama, which we will. It's absolutely guaranteed. And then within a few years, they'll be telling us, what's the new normal? We're not going to grow anymore. No jobs expansion. America just sucks. We just can't do anything anymore. Trump totally disproved that. One single year, highest average household median household income increase, a whopping, staggering 6.8% a single year. Can you imagine if we did that every year? That was from 2018 to 2019.
Yeah.
There'd be so many rungs on that ladder for people to climb up on. Yeah. They wouldn't even know what ladder to choose. And when that happens, wages go up. Even better. And this is a state secret the media won't let you know. Normally, minorities, women lag behind the average, right? It's average. I mean, think about that. Average 6.8, almost 7% median income gain in a single year. That's staggering. That's what prosperity looks like. That's what hope looks like. And I can't worry about freedom like we want everyone to worry about without them having hope and being able to put food on the table. And there was under Trump, right? Okay. According to Stanford's Hoover Institution, Stanford University's, as published this morning in the Wall Street Journal, Joe Biden's tax plan would mean that by 2030, 10 years from now, there would be 4.9 million fewer working Americans than today. Let me let that sink in. Mm-hmm. $2.6 trillion less in GDP. That is a huge shrinking for the economy. GDP is the economy. It's the annual economy. And $6,500 less in median household income per family. That is a bloodbath.
Yep.
It's an absolute bloodbath. $6,500 less. So we can go with the president who bought us nearly 7% increase. For minorities, it was 7.1%. For black people, it was 7.1% on average. They did better than the average, not worse. For women, single women-headed households, better than the average, not worse, 7.0. Or we can just go, but we want a president who's nice. Yeah, that'll cost your family $6,500. Go ahead, cha-ching, put it on the table. Go ahead, put it up. Is it worth it? That's worth that for you. Is it? You don't get to keep the Trump economy. You don't get to keep it. Now, why would the Biden economy do worse? There's a lot of reasons listed today in the Wall Street Journal. I want to explain one of them to you because it's obscure. And it has, I know people think very simplistically, if corporations make money, that's not fair. No, if corporations make money, you make money. Mm-hmm. We all make money. All ships rise. Trump has effectively proven that. The argument is over. We're done here. He won. But the thing that will most devastate this economy is one no one's really going to think much about when it goes. But you'll feel the impact of it. And that is this. Because of the Trump tax cuts, corporations, American corporations that made money overseas could, for the first time in really like 12 years, begin to repatriate it fully. In other words, they could bring it back. We were the only industrialized country, and to real extent, a couple decades when they really walloped us with this, we were the only industrialized country that had a massive double taxation. You can say you make your money in Ireland, you get taxed there, then you got to pay taxes again coming back in here, over the border into the U.S. with the money as if you'd never paid taxes in Ireland. And so trillions ended up parked overseas. They wouldn't bring them back. Media used to whine about it and say it was selfish of the corporations not to bring them back. Well, they couldn't. The tax burden. Yep. Trump removed that. And so we were seeing about $250 billion per quarter invested in the economy again and again and again and again. And each billion created 7,000 jobs. That's a staggering number. That's why wages went up. That's why I had a 7% increase in median household income. That is your lifestyle. That is hope. That is opportunity for your children. That is the cost. If you don't want that, vote Biden. I don't need any opportunity for my kids. I love the malaise of the Obama years. I loved not getting a raise for 4 or 5 years, having to work 2 part-time jobs, having no health insurance, and no end in sight, no good jobs available in my field. Well, good. Vote Biden because he's going to bring it back. And you know what's scary? We haven't debated any of this.
No.
Nobody knows. I'm afraid people think, well, you know, it'll be okay, I guess. No, there's a cost. It's a big cost. Again, this is Stanford in the Wall Street Journal. That just makes me so sad because you can feel the momentum of the economy and all the help that it has given so many people and all the hope that it has given so many people these wage increases. They didn't come out of nowhere. There were reasons for these. This is a terrible thing to do to people.
And the only reason that it has stopped is because of the governor's response to the pandemic.
Absolutely. And that will go away soon after the election. We're already seeing the signs of it. In terms of, you know, I mean, these governors and these mayors who've done this in their cities, they don't even wear masks. When they go out, they don't socially distance. They break their own rules. They don't even believe the stuff they put down on paper. It won't last long past the election. It's totally political. So that's where we are today, and that makes me tremendously sad. I am an economic, you know, wonk, and I am for good reason, because I really believe that prosperity and freedom are completely intertwined and cannot be separated.
Absolutely. Absolutely. 100%. You're absolutely right there. And this, the first 3.5 years of the Trump administration approved that.
Yeah.
And
So what's got your goat this morning?
Well, I am a little bit ticked off about the fact that now we're going to foreign policy. No. We're not going to talk about that in the final debate. Did you hear that?
Yeah. 4 Nobel Peace Prize nominations. Yeah, Joe has 0.
Yeah.
All kinds of peace deals across the Middle East no one thought were possible. And of course, we go foreign policy. We're going to have to talk about what Joe did in Ukraine.
Yes, which I'm sure that Trump will do his best to get that in there anyway, which he can do. But that's one of the rule changes that now we're backing away from the foreign policy debate, even though this was supposed to be the foreign policy debate. And what did I say just the other day? Why are we not talking about foreign policy? Why is it not being discussed? Why is it not being debated?
Pallets of cash. ISIS caliphate,
right.
Gone, pallets of cash, not necessary, Iran knocked back on its heels.
Right.
I mean, pick a country, any country, it's better everywhere across the world. Europe is now copying our tariffs.
Yeah.
They're copying what we did on tariffs. No one will tell you that. Here's the thing. Trump is out of his mind if he walks into this debate. He's just out of his mind. He's crazy. He's just flat out slap lost it. This he can't win this one. Have you heard the supercut of her, the debate moderator? She is a Trump, absolutely foaming at the mouth, Trump hater. They're going to have control of the mute button, and now they're saying no foreign policy. We'll go back to talking to racism. So what? The moderator can paint you, Trump is a racist, and you have no response. Right. Why would he do this? Why is he doing this? Let me tell you what's going to happen here, because I don't want to upset anybody. Trump is a terrible debater. I'm going to lay that out for you. I went back and watched that debate again. The first time I watched it, I was super cutting it, and I really didn't watch the tone. And then two of our sales staff here, two women here, two of our salespeople, I sat down with them the day after the debate, not to talk about the debate, but to talk about clients and stuff. And neither of them
important
are
stuff.
Yeah, that stuff. Neither of them are Biden supporters, right?
Right.
They're not Biden supporters, and both said, I'm not voting for Biden. But they both said, I'm not voting for Trump. They both voted for him last time. That was how devastating that debate was. It just was so bad. And what terrifies me is Trump thinks that he's a good debater. He is excellent on the stump. Nobody's
yes,
better.
Yes.
Nobody better since Reagan, I think. He is just absolutely electrifying the stump. He's a terrible debater. He gets angry. He got ruffled. And I can see, here we go again. Trump's on the campaign trail. He's not practicing for that debate. He doesn't think he has to. Biden is doing exactly what he should be doing and practicing for that debate. And Biden's going to stuff him again, and she's going to help him. And if you look at what happened with the polls last time, the polls tanked for Trump after this debate, and he never recovered the momentum he had. If he does one more, it takes Trump 2 weeks to recover from this. He's done. I'm just telling you this.
No, I get it.
This debate is going to wreck him.
But
it's going to wreck him. He is out of his mind to agree to these rules. He's got an out right now. Get the heck out. Get on the campaign trail. Do what has brought the polls back a little bit. Because if he does a debate performance like the last one, he is cooked.
And you've heard that Biden is not making any appearances until the debate. This, the Democrat nominee for president, is not campaigning Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
He's practicing for the debate, and he is going to stuff
practicing.
Trump again.
They've got him on a gurney hooked up to a saline drip with something to keep him.
Of course they did.
To keep him cognizant.
Here's the thing. I really fear that Trump actually thinks he did good in the last debate and has no idea how he turns people off with his abrasive style. He cannot, with that mute button, he's just done. He's finished. He's going to come out of this one as a white supremacist. How do you go into a debate with a segregationist like Joe Biden and you come out the white supremacist? How? By not practicing. And he's not practicing again, folks. This is not good. Pray this debate doesn't happen. Pray it doesn't happen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know what the hardest thing to do? I was thinking about this weekend, to do anymore. Is to sort out what's real from what's not real. I've been doing talk radio for a lot of years. I don't even know how many years I'm at now. What, 13 years, something like that? 14 years? Sit down and figure it out. In the beginning, we used to have just policy arguments. No, this is the best way to do healthcare. No, this is. We can't even figure out what reality is anymore in order to debate it. There aren't even issues anymore. That's gone. It's bizarre. This crystallized it for me this weekend. Director of National Intelligence, as you're about to hear Fox Business's Maria Bartiromo explain, has the highest level top secret clearances. The only person in government who has higher clearances is the government, is the president. Nobody else. Number two is the DNI. They see everything. They see absolutely everything. The DNI right now, the director of National Intelligence, he's over all of our intel agencies, is John Ratcliffe. Former federal prosecutor, Republican, former Republican congressman from Texas, okay? And he said flat out over the weekend, I've seen all the intel. There's no Russian disinformation in these Hunter Biden emails. Not a thing. Not real. It's fake. It's totally fake.
Adam Schiff from the chairman of the Intel Committee is out and about this weekend on Sunday morning shows saying all of this news is just Russian disinformation and it's not true. You are the director of national intelligence. You see more intelligence than anybody in the country other than the president of the United States, so you can tell us what's real and what's fake. Is this Russian disinformation, Director?
The intelligence community doesn't believe that because there's no intelligence that supports that. And we have shared no intelligence with Chairman Schiff or any other member of Congress that Hunter Biden's laptop is part of some Russian disinformation campaign. It's simply not true. And apparently Chairman Schiff wants anything against his preferred political candidate to be deemed as not real and is using the intelligence community or attempting to use the intelligence community to say there's nothing to see here. Don't drag the intelligence community into this. Hunter Biden's laptop is not part of some Russian disinformation campaign, and I think it's clear that the American people know that.
Well, no, it's not, sir. That last part was wrong. It's not clear at all. That's Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe. Here's ex-Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, who's most famous for perjuring himself before Congress and causing the Snowden leak when he assured Congress under oath that no way, no how was the NSA collecting your emails, your phone calls, and your texts. That was a total lie. He should have been prosecuted for it, but he has liberal privilege, so he wasn't. Usually if his mouth is running, he's generally lying, but he's the former director of national intelligence. So we have two dueling directors of national intelligence. John Ratcliffe just told you, not Adam Schiff, the Democrats, the media, nobody has seen any intel saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, the emails weren't real, because no intelligence exists like that. I would know. I'm the top guy in the intel community. Here's James Clapper, the ex-DNI, under Obama, saying, oh, it's Russian intel.
To me, this is just classic textbook Soviet-Russian tradecraft at work.
He's never even
the Russians have analyzed the target. They understand that the president and his enablers crave dirt on Vice President Biden, whether it's real or contrived, it doesn't matter to them. And so all of a sudden, two and a half weeks before the election, this laptop appears.
By the way, after he said that, he admitted he hadn't seen any of it and didn't actually know. But it doesn't matter. So you've got the current director of national intelligence, who is a Republican, saying, no, sorry, there's no Russian disinformation here. We'd know. We have never told anyone in Congress or anyone else that there's Russian disinformation on that laptop, because there isn't any. And then the and American people, you know, wouldn't be blamed. You go to a mainstream station, they're not going to show you, mainstream media station, they're not going to show you John Ratcliffe. They're going to show you former director of intelligence James Clapper. Oh, it's totally Russian disinfo. How do you know? I don't know. It just is. What is reality? It's a full-time job trying to figure it out. That's where we are in this country. It's where we are. But what happens if you ask a Biden campaign surrogate that question? It's not a hard question. Are those Hunter Biden emails really Hunter's? Or are they fake? They're really Hunter's. You know how you know? It's simple common sense. If they were fake, and this was Russian disinformation, that's the first thing that the Biden campaign would say. They're fake. Hunter never sent those emails. They've never said that. Here's Biden campaign surrogate Jenna Arnold talking to Leland Vittard on Fox, who pushes her. Come on, Jenna. Deny they're real then.
I feel like you still haven't answered the fundamental question, which is, can anyone say that these emails are inauthentic? And so far, I haven't heard anybody say that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I don't think anybody's saying okay, they are inauthentic.
Okay, so Jenna,
Biden campaign surrogate. I think that's fair. No one's saying they're inauthentic. Because they're real. This ain't hard.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
First, I want to say thanks for all your support on the podcast. Holy cow, that thing's on fire, my Battleground America podcast. When I started it, they told me I had 6 months to get to 5,000 downloads a month, or they'd pull the plug on it, which is generally what the company does with these. I thought, wow, okay, you know, nose to the grindstone, got to get to 5,000. I knew you guys would help me. I knew you'd share it if I asked you to. And boy, have you shared it. Holy cow. We, 2 months, actually, we were a little short of 2 months, hit 60,000 downloads. That's 30,000 a month. That's insane growth for a new podcast that was less than 8 weeks old, doing 30,000 downloads a month. So I want to thank you so much. Also want to, you know, sort of whet your appetite there. What the heck is going on the podcast that it's getting that many downloads? It's one of the best launches radio.com's ever had. And that's not me. That's you guys. That is absolutely you guys. Just sharing it with like-minded friends and family across the country. It's called Battleground America, and you can get it by texting the word Battleground to 71307. We go in-depth there. We don't have as many commercials to slow us down. We have very few commercials, actually, and it's awesome. So I want to thank you so much for what you guys have done and invite you to check it out. It's condensed. It moves fast. I try to keep it under 30 minutes, really under 20. Some days I fail and go to 25, but I pack it with as much info as possible. So you can get that and have that to, you know, to listen to and to share with friends. It is definitely, it's all national. It's not local. So it's as good here as it is in Wisconsin to listen to. But thank you so much for the success of the podcast. I am blown away. I did not expect this. At all. I thought we could get to 5,000 downloads a month in 6 months, but I wasn't 100% sure. So I just thank you more than words. It has just been humbling and amazing. And I can't wait to see where we are by the end of the year and what we can do in getting this message out and doing the kind of journalism I do here every day. There's not a lot of that. And so it's great to be able to do this and put it in people's hands. Okay. I promised you an epic edition of forensic journalism in which I would prove that the media is lying to you. These emails are real. They're not Russian disinformation. So here we go.
When there's been an injustice, an omission, and untruth, there is terra servatius. Forensic journalist.
I love that part of that. Okay, so you're going to run a scam on the American people. How do you do it? You confuse the heck out of them. Politico just published this, a letter, 50-50 Intel agency people say this must be Russian disinformation. They also admit they've not seen the metadata or analyzed the laptop and have no freaking clue what they're talking about, but it sounds good. Okay. Couple of things on this that you should know. The Biden campaign has not denied the authenticity of the emails. Nope. This is why Joe's in hiding right now. They can't because they know a couple more tranches of emails and some really bad photos are coming too. Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon were clear about that on their podcast this weekend. This is just the beginning. You ain't seen nothing yet. Trump hinted the same.
He should be in jail. He's a criminal, and he should be in jail. Joe Biden has a scandal coming up that's going to make him almost an impotent candidate. This scandal is so big.
He's got a scandal coming up. Yeah, that's because there's 26,000 more. See, where the media is trying to confuse you is Russian disinformation in a laptop. It's not real. It's fake. We've never seen it. We have no proof, but it sounds good. Okay. Let's put that aside for a minute. Let's just pretend that's true. It's not, but let's pretend that's true. What about the 26,000 other emails? See, they want you to think it's just one set. They have three. The second set of emails, Peter Schweizer got. He got them from a Mr. Cooney, Hunter Biden's business partner. Mr. Cooney gave Schweizer in writing permission to access his Gmail account. And he gave him the password. Signed it. There's no hacking here. None of that. He said, no, go on my email account. Read him. Cooney's in jail for his activities in partnership with Hunter Biden. He's really angry because Hunter was as much a part of it as he was. But Hunter's not in prison because he's got liberal privilege. Comes from being Joe Biden's son. Wait, so there's two sets of emails? Yes. The second set is almost more devastating. That's the one where they talk about the $30 million that the family got. Joe's cut was 10%. And how they went into business with a bunch of Chinese Communist Party and intelligence members and intelligence linked individuals, and how Jill and Joe each had their own keys to the office with the Chinese nationals. Those emails. See, they want you to, the media wants you to think there's only one set. There's three. Three sets of emails. But let's look at the set on Hunter's laptop, shall we? These are things you will not find in the mainstream media. Number one, the repair shop receipt. Hunter's name is on it. Hunter Biden. He also signed it. The Russians do that? That receipt real? Simple questions, not hard to ask. The media could do it, but they won't. Again, keep in mind, the Biden campaign is not denying this. Their own surrogate on Fox News admitted, all right, it's a fair point. It's a fair point. We haven't said whether the emails are real. Fox News has confirmed one of the emails, the 10% for the big guy email. That's where they were talking about the $30 million payoff from the communist Chinese businessmen linked to Chinese intel and the party, the Communist Party. Yeah, $30 million payday. The big guy's Joe. Fox News, there was more than one person on that because there were other people collecting who were Hunter's business partners. One of Hunter's business partners verified for Fox News, no, it's not Russian disinformation. It's a real email. I was on it. Wow, that's tough because that's one of the most damning ones. Biden campaign got a comment on that. You know, another guy on email saying, no, it's a real email. I'm on it. No comment. Kind of hard to explain, don't you think? How about this? The email from Hunter Biden's attorney asking for the laptop back. It was sent to the repair shop owner. He's got a copy of it. That real? See, now there's an individual we could go talk to, couldn't we? We could ask the attorney for Hunter Biden, did you send that email? You send it? They won't, though. So, I mean, if this is a Russian conspiracy, Hunter Biden's attorney's in on it, the shop owner's in on it, right? Because he's faking receipts, faking emails from Hunter Biden's attorney asking for the laptop back, which he says is Hunter's. It's weird, isn't it? It's real weird. And even the campaign's own surrogates won't deny the emails are real. You know why? Because they are, and there's a lot more where that came from. And those emails, the Peter Schweizer emails, they weren't on the New York Post's laptop. They never went to the repair shop. They aren't associated. It's a separate set. And that set comes from a business partner of Hunter's who says they're real. That's just a lot of people to be involved with the Russians making up a conspiracy. See, we're done here.
Take whatever was alleged that was proven false against President Trump and multiply that by orders of magnitude of just what we've scratched the surface in terms of uncovering of this vast web of connections with Chinese nationals, ties to the China, you know, the Chinese Communist Party, the People's Liberation Army. You know, I said that our report raised far more questions than it answered. This requires detailed investigations on the part of the Justice Department, on the part of the FBI, on the part of the media. And that's not occurring. So why is this being covered up? Why is this not being talked about? This is a major news story because if you have all this, these vast webs, all these connections, this could be used as blackmail against a potential Biden presidency far in excess of anything that was ever alleged against Donald Trump.
Legit question, folks. Is Joe Biden a Chinese asset? Also, is he a Russian asset? A legit question. We're $30 million into this. That's just the Chinese. And there's 26,000 more emails out there we haven't seen yet. Those are the Schweizer emails. They didn't come off the computer that was repaired. They came from Mr. Cooney, who was a business partner of Hunter Biden's, as well as the details on what they mean. There was no hacking there. There's no Russian disinformation. He has made public his statement allowing Peter Schweizer to go into his Gmail account and read the emails. How's the media explain that? They're not even trying. They're just not reporting it. Eric in Spartanburg is on the line. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Tara. I'm confused. I've been listening to Channel 13, WLOS, and 21 Fox, and Channel 7, WSPA, and CNN, and I've heard nothing about this. I mean, what are you talking about? I mean, the only other place I've heard anything about this is on a podcast, Battleground, something. I'm really confused. Or is this must be a conspiracy theory you've come up with. Where do you get this information?
What's left of the internet? You have to know where to go to get it. Now, I know you're being sarcastic. Yeah,
well,
the internet.
There's nothing true on the internet. It's all fake.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, well, and I appreciate your phone call. I get the point that you're trying to make, Eric. So let's run through it again, shall we? We've got the repair shop receipt with Hunter's name on it, which Hunter helpfully signed. We've got the email sent from Hunter Biden's attorney asking for the laptop back. In it, he says the laptop is Hunter's. We have the Biden campaign not denying any of these emails are real. And we got Fox News confirming that one of the New York Post laptop emails is in fact real because one of the business associates of Hunter Biden, who is also on that email, says it is. Nope, not Russian disinfo. That's a real email. All things the media has to ignore to get to Russian disinformation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.